As one of the earliest major investors in private equity firm the Camelot Group, the Kentucky Retirement System is now working to protect that investment following the indictment of its manager, Lawrence Penn, who is accused of stealing more than $9 million from the fund. KRS Executive Director William Thielen is still gauging the impact of the fallout.
We do not know at this point in time what, if any, losses have been occasioned by the charges or his actions.
Lawmakers pressed the KRS spokesman on how the investment was vetted and what new safeguards were in place. KRS Interim Chief Investment Officer David Peden told the panel the system is now more robust and KRS is more closely analyzing the business side of firms in addition to the investment end.
Another thing that would make us pause is that this firm was dominated by a single individual, and you need to invest in firms that have broad resources and a lot of voices in a firm so that one individual can't control the outcome.
Peden said there are currently no other KRS funds that show signs of trouble. Josh James, WUKY News.